Warning. The following podcast contains strong language and sexual references from the onset and throughout.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Here we go again. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another banger.
Banger. Hello, welcome along. This is Daily Dilemma Uncensored. It's an Ireland show. Killian with us. And it is where we talk about things that we're not allowed to talk about on The Breakfast Show. You get that by now because we're in the middle of season 5, so you've so many to catch up on if you just discover this for the first time. You okay, show? You're making some looks at me and some stuff there.
I was just thinking this morning we were talking about boobs and...
Yeah, we talked about a lot of uncensored stuff on The Breakfast Show this morning.
Penises.
We didn't talk about penises. Anyway, you were talking about long things with a rubber on the end. You were talking about a pencil is what you were talking about. Anyway, that's Beat Breakfast. You can get that podcast as well wherever you get your podcasts. But we've got to get straight into it because we have another dilemma to tackle. But first, here's what happened last week.
Last time on Daily Dilemma Uncensored.
I started dating a guy last month. Last weekend was my first time staying over at his and I ended up staying over and we had a great time. I hadn't really noticed him undressing, but the next morning after his shower when he started to put his clothes on, I got quite a shock. Instead of putting on a pair of holy boxers, he put on a thong. With the little strip up the back between his cheeks. He finds them very comfortable and they're perfect. Show, how would you feel if Tom was going around in a thong? I don't know if I can get past this. The image that I have of Tom's hairy arse.
You did need to know that.
You couldn't imagine yourself in a thong.
I couldn't imagine. Like, I tried my dad's briefs once and I quite enjoyed it.
No! We're halfway up the leg and he realised they're my dad.
There you go. That was last week's episode and you can catch them all wherever you get your podcasts. Oh. Right, here we go. Okay. Hi, Niall and show. Please help. I have a weird dilemma for you. I started seeing a guy last month. He's really sound and normal, which has been a welcome change. We've been out a few times and it's gone very well. Over the weekend, he asked me back to his place and I was delighted to say yes. We'd been for a walk on the beach that day with his dog, so it seemed like a good end to the day. Anyway, the reason I'm writing to you is because something happened after which is still freaking me out. So we were in his bedroom, lying on the bed, and the clothes were coming off when his dog came into the room. He shouted at it to get out and close the door, but the dog didn't give up. He was scratching on the door and whining to be let back in. Long story short, he let the dog back in. The dog then proceeded to get up on the bed, and the guy I'm seeing laughed and said, ah, he's so cute, and that's his favourite spot. He'll be asleep in a minute. He then proceeded to carry on as if there was nothing strange about this. The dog was at the end of the bed, whilst my fella put on a condom and continued on as normal. What the? Question mark. I found it very hard to get into it, if I'm honest. Can you please tell me I'm not going mad? I like this guy a lot, but I do not think it's okay for the dog to be on the bed when we're riding. I don't think a pet should even be in the room at all when you're getting down to business. What do you think?
I think I that poor dog with the condom thing really got me there.
Because
there's the image of like the little puppy dog eyes.
Oh, he's asleep now. Yeah. Snoring.
Or the hair on the condom. Ugh.
Oh, Killian.
That's one of the reasons I not hate. Well, I got bit by a dog when I was younger, so I despise kind of animals and stuff. You know, it's just
despise
a natural.
Is a strong word.
Well, it's just.
I'm not comfortable is better.
I'd never trust them, ever. But that's a whole different scenario, just because of my experience. But the one thing I hate.
You met Lola there last
specifically,
week. Specifically.
Yeah, a bit pudgy now, for my liking. But anyway.
Back her up.
It was pudgy.
And it's not an it. It's not an it.
It was.
A serious lack of respect.
She was. He was. She.
Lola.
Lola. Named after Lola in EastEnders. Clearly, she's 12, which is 84, I think.
12. Yeah, sounds right.
She's 84, Killian. Like, she has lived a great life, but she's not done yet. And if she wants to expand a little bit and eat some extra treats, and she's just not walking as much. She had a very bad injury, like.
Yeah.
So I'm very defensive about her.
Okay.
Weight.
Right. Your dog is lovely. Back to my point. I stayed in a friend's house like a few years back, and the one thing I hate about dogs specifically, not just cats, is the hairs, the way they shed. And they're all like, can you stay in the spare room? And I was like, that's no bother. Now, they had a dog at the time and the dog would be running around the house. And when I opened up like the spare bed, there was nothing but dog hairs all over the bed.
Okay.
And that really freaks me out. So I'm thinking, that's so weird. If that dog is like sleeps on the bed, it's the hair is everywhere. So you're going
to... Okay, we have a lot to work on here. Can I start by going off on a tangent with a quick story for you about sleeping in a friend's house? I was a child. I was about 7 or 8 and I was staying in my friend's house. And he shared a room with his brother. And the brother was away for the night, so they said, you can stay in, over in the corner in the brother's bed, and my friend will stay over in his bed. We're only young fellas. And so got into bed, lights went off, and all of a sudden, I felt something jump, like get on the end of the bed and then kind of lie across my legs. And for some reason, I never thought dog. I thought it was his sister. I thought it was his sister, and they slept like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you know, the grandparents, end to end in the bed.
Topsy tails.
Now, these are a really rich family, and I thought it was just a bit weird. And I lay there frozen, scared to move, scared to say anything, until light came the next morning and I saw, oh, it's just a dog.
That's my tangent. That would have freaked some
scary.
People out.
Okay, well, firstly, Sho was going to say that you'd be grand in her house to sleep in any bed, because she particularly went out and specifically bought a non-shed dog. So the dog does not. I went back to her house in a tux once and I went, oh my God, I love your dog, but I can't go near her. And she went, not a problem, not a problem. So, but I do get your point on, there's a lot of hair in my house from the cats, to be honest.
I just think it's weird to be having sexual intercourse or whatever riding when there's a dog present looking at you.
Look, there are two different issues. There's the issue of the hair and the dog on the bed, and that's a wholly other issue, which we've talked about on The Dilemma before, how comfortable you are with the dog sleeping in the bed or any pet. But the broader issue, and the issue we're talking about here, is a pet being in the room when you're getting down to business. Discuss, Sho.
Well, obviously Lola is part of our family and she's part of our life. She is non-shed, so you will not find a single hair belong to her on any bed. So you'll probably find more hair belong to us, to be honest with you. But the thing about it is, right, dogs are followers and wanderers. And like, I can't go to the toilet without Lola trying to burst the door down. So Lola has been in the room recently without us knowing.
Okay.
So Eve was somewhere, I can't remember. Anyway, it turned out that we were mid whatever and we heard a noise. We didn't know that she was sleeping under the bed.
Right.
And
under the duvet? Oh no, under the frame
of
the bed.
No, I do have a thing about having a dog on the bed at this stage. Like when she was younger, we did it. No, I think it's weird that he was okay with that dog jumping up on the bed and him going, carry on.
Yeah, just keep going.
Carry on, love. Yeah. Let's get down to business. No, that dog is staring at you. I don't want to be eyeballed by my dog when I made, like, you know, the throws.
Or what if, say, like, in the midst of it, the dog started licking you and you thought it was him?
Oh!
What if the dog joins in?
Well, okay, no, well, they're joining in. No, that's a whole other
like
thing.
But just like, you know the way, like, they could hump a leg or something if they see you out. They could, like, you know, could be well, your leg.
I'd be more worried about sniffing and licking, like, you know.
They like to sniff and they like to lick. They do sniff stuff, yeah. But Lola is a humper. Like, she's quite a sexual dog. Like,
for 12,
for
her age.
Yeah, for 12. Like,
it's the family.
You could still find her in the kitchen sometimes.
She's quite a sexual dog for her age. She's good at that too. Anyway,
oh my God, good. You could find her regularly humping. So she obviously was underneath the bed. And I'm pretty sure I was like, can't do this, whatever. She came out from under the bed and she just kind of like tried to get up on the side of the bed as if to say, hey guys, what's happening?
Yeah.
And Tom was like, just ignore her. And I'm like, I can't ignore her. She's looking at me.
Did your eyes lock?
Myself and Lola?
Yeah. Like in the throes of it, were you like?
No, we had paused.
Oh, right.
Paused. So. So I don't want to have sex when the dog is around.
I
think it's like off-putting to think that she's there, she's present, she's like breathing and woofing and like, it's not sexy.
I've talked on the show before, I'm not even fully comfortable with the pet staring at me
toilet.
In the shower. You know, that kind of way.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the thing about the sex is we all like to see our pets, whatever their age, as innocent children.
Yeah.
And I do not want them to see the kind of things that I'd be up to in the bed.
Like, I'm Lola's favourite. I am her favourite. She loves me and I don't want her to lose respect for me based on what I'd be doing in the bedroom. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think you're within your rights and not weird at all to say, lads, whatever his name is, you can't be bringing, like, that dog can't be coming up when we're getting into the
I wouldn't even have it in the corner of the room looking at me.
No, he shouldn't
on
be allowed
the bed.
In. Yeah. Like, I don't think this is strange at all. I think anybody who, you don't even know that dog. Like, at least Tom and I know Lola.
Yeah.
We've been around her.
Yeah,
we know what she's like. She's a good looking dog. She's not like, you know, she's clean. But like, you don't know who that is. And it's up on the bed beside you. No, weird. Very weird. And I would question somebody that would bring a dog into that situation and be okay with it.
I would put on the condom as if nothing has happened.
I don't want Lola seeing a condom.
Like, there actually is another issue here, and that is weird, isn't it? Just to be so comfortable to reach the condoms, strapping, putting it on, and then, all right, here we go, and the dog just literally there, a foot away from you. It's a bit weird. You have some questions to ask about him, I think.
I'm all for, like, your dog being part of your life and being comfortable. Yeah. And, like, you know, I know there are people, and even though pet people will say you shouldn't let them up on the bed, blah, 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 but he obviously does live with that dog, and it's very close to him. But that doesn't mean during sex that it's okay. Mm. Like, she's totally right to
let him tear the door down for all I care, when, you know, we're at it. But the door has to be closed with the dog outside.
Yeah.
And if he's not willing to accept that, then I think you've got a bit of an issue.
I actually don't know if I'd go back. To be honest with you, I don't know if I'd go back to a fella who, like, what else does he be doing when that dog is around? He's obviously doing everything on his own and everything. Yeah. Go on. Yeah,
no, he obviously is. He's doing his own business as well with the dog there.
Yeah.
So he's just very comfortable, it seems.
No.
And is it just a dog thing, like, or if you had a cat, like, you'd be the same as?
I only have cats in recent years, so I'm the same. I would never, my cats have never seen me have sex.
Wouldn't have sex in front of a goldfish. Even a fish.
I'd be okay with a goldfish. I'd be okay with a goldfish. There's a fish in the corner of the room.
And I've
not an issue.
I've yet to be in a house where you see a goldfish and they're not stink off that bowl. I don't want to be having sex in the room where there's a stinky bowl like that.
All right, let's get this. Final thoughts on this. What would you say to our emailer, Killian?
I would actually, if you do really like him, I would mention it to him and I'd say, look, that's a bit weird for me and I don't think it's acceptable. If you want to continue on, maybe we could stay in my house or go to a hotel or something if you do like him. But I think it is a bit, it's really weird. No, dump him, actually. I changed my mind.
Yeah, I don't know if I could find it in myself to go back and look at that person in the eye, knowing what they think is acceptable when it comes to their dog. And maybe in this case, it's kind of showing you the dog comes first.
The dog absolutely,
you know what I mean?
Comes first. And that's, yeah, we never even touched on that.
You can't compete with that, you know? Like, there's something
about that.
The dog
will always have its place on the bed, you know, and you'll have to work around that.
Exactly. And you are now the second person in his life. Do you know what I mean? You're not first. Mm. So I would, do you know what? You're right. Killian's right.
Dump him. Dump him.
Yeah.
Have you got something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X or email talk@beat102103.com.